大家平安。
Thank the Lord and peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠跟慈爱常常跟我们大家同在。
May the Lord's peace and love be with all of us often.
我们现在就来学习道理，互相勉励。
Now we will study a passage of the Bible together for mutual encouragement.
我们来看路加福音十二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章
Luke chapter 12
54节
54
verse 54 12章54节
chapter 12 verse 54
耶稣又对众人说你们看见西边起了云彩就说要下一阵雨果然就有了55节
55.
起了南风就说将要燥热也就有了56节
56.
假冒伪善的人啊你们知道分辨天地的气色怎么不知道分辨这时候呢这一段圣经是我们今年世界代表大会的主题
This is going to be the theme of our World Congregation Meeting.
就是说要分辨时候
That is to interpret the times
主耶稣在这里讲到说、啊、我们可以看到那个天气的变化知道说要刮风或下雨
That is we can look at the weather and we can tell that it's going to rain or it's going to be sunny
现在气象的预报非常的准确
In fact, I would say that the weather forecast nowadays are pretty accurate.
要下雨，要下雪，事先都能够知道。
If it's going to rain, it's going to snow, we will actually know it ahead of time.
在以前啊，因为科学没有那么进步。
But back then, the science technology was not so advanced.
所以人就看这个天上的气色。
So that is why people have to look into the skies, look at the signs in the skies.
所以如果有了云彩啊，就晓得说将要下雨了。
If they see a cloud, they know it's going to rain.
如果是刮南风的话，你就知道说接下来气候会很干燥，很炎热。
And the south wind is blowing, you know that pretty soon it's going to be a hot, dry weather.
所以主耶稣说，我们人都晓得啊。能够看这个气象能够分辨这个天气将来要怎么样。
So Jesus here is saying that man can look into the sky and forecast what the future weather would be like.
然后他说我们也要看整个世局的演变然后知道说我们现在所处的是什么时候。
But we need to look at the appearance of the entire earth and sky and know what kind of times we're facing.
因为现在的时代啊，有很多末日的征象一直都出现。
Because in this time, there's a lot of signs of the end times.
一般人呢、都认为说这个世界末日很快会来到。
Many people believe that the end times is coming soon.
所以你如果在网路上你打几个字末日的预测。
So if you type this into a search engine, prediction of the end times,
会出现了常常一大串的资料。
There will be so many hits that you will get.
好多人都预测说将有世界末日。
A lot of people, prophesize that the end times will be coming.
所以这变成好像一般人的一种共识啦，认为说世界将有末日。
So a lot of people then believe that the end times is imminent.
主是说啊，什么时候末日，每一个人的讲法不一样。
And it's just that everyone has a different interpretation of exactly when this end time would occur.
但是我们知道说，大部分的人呐、都认识世界的末日不久将要来到。
But I would say the majority of the people believe that the end times is about to come.
那我们从圣经里面看哦，圣经有关世界有末日的预言大概有300多个地方。
If we look in the Bible, there's about 300 times where it talks about the end times.
因为圣经是神的话。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
所以当然啦，神知道一切，因为都掌握在他的手里面。
So of course God knows everything because He holds everything in His hand.
当然，我们今天谈这个有关世界末日的一些预言。
So now we talk about some of the signs and prophecy of the end times.
是让我们了解说，将来我们人必须要面对一个大灾难。
It is to let us know that in the future we will face something catastrophic.
但是我们不必惊慌。
But we do not need to be too worried.
而是要知道怎么预备警醒自己。
But only to realize how to prepare ourselves to face the end time.
那我们准备好以后啊，这个灾难来到，主耶稣再临，我们都能够安然的见主。
So that when the end times does come and Lord Jesus comes again, we will be prepared to meet him.
所以主耶稣说，这些事情都是必须有的，但是你们不必惊慌，但要预备。
And that is why Jesus said, these things will happen, but you do not need to be too worried because you will be ready. You will be prepared.
我们先来谈这个世界末日的，世界末日最后的结局的景况。
So let's talk about one of the signs of the end times at the end.
我们看彼得后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书三章第七节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
三章七节。
Chapter 3 verse 7.
但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留。只留到不敬虔的人受审判，遭沉沦的日子用火焚烧。跳过来看第十节。
Verse ten.
第十节。
Verse ten.
但主的日子要像劫来到一样，那日天必大有响声啊，会去，有行主的都要被烈火消化。地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这里讲到说，现在的世界啊是暂时的存留。
So here it tells us that the present earth we have is just temporary.
啊，直到有一天啊，说会被烈火啊把这个天地有形质的通通融化掉。
But one day it will be destroyed and it will disappear with fire.
所以世界末日的时候有一个空前绝后的大灾难。
So you could see that there is a great catastrophic event that would occur for the end times.
说这个是有史以来没有的，当然以后也不会再有了。
It is something that has never occurred in before and will never happen again.
他说将来整个天地啊被烈火融化。
And that all earth and sky will be melted away by the fire.
我们来看马拉基书第四章。
Let's look at Malachi chapter 4.
马拉基书第四章。
Malachi chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
马拉基书四章第一节。
Malachi chapter 4 verse 1.
万军的神说啊，那日临近，是如烧着的火炉，凡狂傲的行恶的必如睡间，在那日必被烧尽，根本枝条亦无存留。这里神说啊，那个日子临近，就是世界末日那个时候。
So here it says, surely the day is coming, and the day is referring to the end time.
啊，所有的那个天地说，好像个烧着的火炉啊。
And everything will be burning like a furnace.
啊，所以所有的东西啊，啊，都好像那个碎秸一样啊，全部被烧尽了。
And everything will become like a stubble. Everything will be burned up.
所以刚刚彼得讲说啊，有行主的都要被烈火融化。
So that is why it matches with what Peter says, that everything will be burned and disappeared by fire.
马拉基书说啊，那个时候遍地都像个火炉啊，所有的东西就烧尽了。
And Malachi described everything as a furnace in which it will burn everything up.
我们再来看以赛亚书二十九章。
Let's look at Isaiah 29.
以赛亚书二十九章。
Isaiah chapter 29,
第五节
verse 5.
以赛亚书二十九章第五节
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 5.
说你仇敌的群众要像细尘，强暴人的群众要像灰糠，这事必顷刻之间忽然临到。第六节
6.
万界的神必用雷风、地震、大声旋风、暴风，并吞灭的火焰向他讨罪啊。这里讲到说那个跟神明为敌的、跟神为敌的群众啊，神用那个雷风、闪电、暴风，还有那个火焰啊，整个把它烧尽。
So here it talks about the enemies, those who oppose God, and God will come with thunder, earthquake, great noise, windstorm, and a fire to burn them up.
到时候无论是人或者各样的万物甚至各样的建筑都变成细尘灰糠。
It doesn't matter whether people or their animals or their creatures or structures, they would all be reduced to ashes.
就是最后的结局整个被烈火把它烧掉，融化掉。
And this is the final event that all things will be burned to ashes.
他说这个灾难过了以后人主就出现了。
And after this great tribulation, the people belong to God will appear.
就是世界结束了主耶稣就显现出来。
That is, the earth ends and Lord Jesus Christ will manifest himself.
就是主耶稣要再临了。
Meaning that he is going to descend again.
那马太福音二十四章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 24.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
马太福音二十四章二十九节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 29.
说那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑，月亮不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。三十节。
Verse 30.
那时人子的兆头显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。三十一节。
31.
他要差遣使者，用号筒的大声将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都召集了来。说这个灾难一过去主耶稣就显现了。
Says after the distress of these days, the Son of Man, which is Jesus, will appear.
主耶稣第一次来到世界是很卑微的，降生在木匠的家庭，在马槽里。
So the first time Jesus appeared on earth, he was born in a lowly manger to a son of carpenter.
因为他要来拯救世人。
Because he was coming to save the world.
但是当末日的时候，他要带着千万的天使在荣耀中来降临。
But the second time of his coming, he'll be coming in the glorious manners with angels around him.
说世上的万民一看到主的显现，知道他们要受审判，他们灭亡的日子到了，所以所有的人都大声的哀哭。
All men from every nation will look up and realize that the judgment day is coming and they will give up a great cry.
启示录里面说连那个曾经把主耶稣杀害在十字架上的那些人，他们都要亲眼看到主耶稣的再来。
In Revelation, it says even those who had crucified Jesus on the cross will personally see the coming of Jesus Christ.
那个时候神主耶稣说要用要叫天使吹号筒把神的选民就聚集过来。
And he was saying angels will blow the trumpet with a loud call and gather up all his elect.
所以到时候这个灭亡的跟那个得救的人他们是分开来的。
So you see that there will be a clear separation between those who are saved and those who are not.
也是最后审判的时候。
And it is the day of the final judgment.
我们看启示录二十章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
十一节。
Verse 11.
启示录二十章的十一节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 11.
哦，我又看见一个白色的大宝座，已坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处啦。十二节。
12。
我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都按这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。十三节。
13。
于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们照个人所行的受审判。十四节。
14。
死亡和阴间被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。十五节。
15。
若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里面。哦，所以这个世界末日的时候，耶稣再临。
So you see, at the end times, Jesus Christ comes again.
啊，他来的再来的目的啊，就是行审判。
And the goal of his coming is to pass judgment.
啊，所以说啊，有一个白色的审判的大宝座。
So that is why there is a great white throne.
主耶稣坐在宝座上面，还有千千万万的天使。
Jesus Christ sits on the throne along with thousands of angels around him.
啊，然而所有的人，不管活着死掉的人，全部站在宝座前面。
And all people, no matter dead or alive, would stand in front of the throne.
有一本叫做《生命册》。
There is a book called the Book of Life.
我们在聚会的时候曾经谈过《生命册》。
We have talked about this book of life before.
生命册本来是在记载属神的人呐、啊，他们的一个名册。
It is a book that records the names of those who belong to God.
就是敬畏神的以色列人，他们都在这个名册上有份。
Those Israelites who revere God, their names are recorded in the book.
啊，那些行恶离开神的人呐、啊。说他们的名册，他们名字没有在生命册，他们名字要写在土里面。
And those who did not do according to God's word or who sinned against them, their names are not recorded in the book of life.
啊，所以这个生命册就是得救的人呐、啊，啊的一个名册。
So this book of life records the names of those who have been saved.
这个生命册里面没有名字的。说就要被扔在火湖里面，就是永远的刑罚，地狱的刑罚。
So if your name is not in the book of life, you will be thrown into the lake of fire, meaning it is the second death, the death.
生命册里面有名的就是能够进天国啊。
And those whose names are in the book of life are allowed to enter heaven.
所以主耶稣曾经对他的门徒说。
That is why Jesus once said to his disciples,
你不要去赶鬼啊，魔鬼听你们，你就高兴了。
Do not rejoice because evil spirits submit to you when you cast them out.
你要因为你的名字留在天上的生命册上来高兴。
But rejoice that your names are recorded in the book of life.
因为这才是最重要的。
Because that is what is most
important. 除了这个生命册以外啊，还有另外很多的册子。
And beside this book of life, there are other books.
他说这些册子啊，都是记载每一个人的言行。
And these books record a person's actions in life.
当然，我们人会健忘，所以常常什么事情会忘掉。啊，你要用个笔记本把你想到的事情记下来。
Oftentimes we forget what we're doing, so we usually have a journal where we can record down what we did.
啊，事实上，神是无所不知、无所不能的。
And actually, God is all-knowing.
神不必啊，真的有一个册子来记载。
And He doesn't really need a book to record down people's actions.
啊，但是为着让我们人能够了解，说我们所做的、所讲的，其实神那边都有记录。
But it is a concept for us to realize that whatever we do and say are recorded in God's sight.
我们做的每一件事情。
Everything that we done.
我们讲的每一句话。
Every word that we uttered.
我们人的心思意念。
All our thoughts, what's in our heart.
说神没有一样不知道的。
God knows everything.
所以约伯记里面说，将来神审判的时候，不必向地面的法官，要叫你来一个一个质问你。
That's why in Job it says, in the last day of judgment, God does not need to act like a judge on earth where they call someone up and ask them questions.
因为神是无所不知的。
Because God knows everything.
而人在神的面前没有一样事情可以隐藏的。
And there is nothing we can hide before him.
所以啊，神的审判是绝对公义的。
So we know God's judgment is the most just.
所以那个审判就是决定你那个上天国或者下地狱。
And that judgment will determine whether you go into heaven or go to hell.
所以人生最后就是两条路。
So there are only two paths for you to take in the future.
所以主耶稣说，你要走那个窄门小路，因为这是引到永生的门路。
And the Lord Jesus said, choose the path, the narrow path with the narrow door, because that road leads to salvation.
虽然有一条路啊，很大，门很宽，为所欲为都无所谓。
And there is another road that is big and wide, and you can do anything and walk on that road.
但是我们知道，那个是往灭亡的道路。
But we know that road leads to death.
所以人生啊，就是看你走哪一条路。
And human life determines which road you take.
神就在最后给我们每个人做一个公义的审判。
And at the very end, God will give a just judgment on every one of us.
所以那个就是末日的审判。
And that is the judgment of the final times.
那有的人讲说，其实人的末日啊，不是到世界末日，而是你离开世界的时候啊，就盖棺论定了。
And some people say that your last judgment is not really waiting until the end time, but on your last day on earth when you die.
离开世界的那一日就是人的末日。
The day you die is a day of judgment for you.
因为离开世界以后就等候末日的审判。
The end time for you because you are waiting for the judgment day.
那个审判就是有的得救，有的不得救。
And that judgment day determines who is saved and who is not.
所以耶稣在讲，两个女人在那里推磨。
There are two women, the Lord Jesus said.
一个被接上去了。
They are doing their work, and
一个被背下了。
Is rescued and into heaven.
两个人在田里工作。
And others not. Two people are working.
一个人被接去了，一个被丢下。
Is taken up to heaven, the others left behind.
这告诉我们啊，那个审判最后的结果就是。有得救有不得救的。
So it tells us the judgment in the last days determines who is saved and who is not.
而且那个时间是突然来到的。
And that time will come upon quickly.
有的还在工作，甚至有的在睡觉。
Suddenly,
当然这个地球是一半在睡觉，一半在工作嘛。
Suddenly, for one half of the world might be working while the other half is sleeping.
所以突然间呢、来到有的得救，有的不得救。
And suddenly, Lord Jesus was come, and some will be saved, and some will not.
所以有关这个末日啊，就是可以说一般人呐、大家都有这样的觉悟了。
And I would say that most people probably have some sort of understanding toward the end times.
只是说，到底什么时候是世界的末日？
It's a question is when is the end time?
我刚刚讲说，很多人讲各样的日期啊，但是都没有实现。
And I mentioned before, many people have predicted the end times, but none were true.
有些是基督教的牧师。
Some were even workers in the church.
也有的是一些学者啊，我看有的非常有名的大学校长，他们都在预言世界末日。
And there's even like very famous professors or theologians in famous schools that's predicting when the end time would come.
还有很多社会知名的人士。
And there are also influential and famous people in the society.
当然他们预言的或者他们教导人的方法很多都很大的偏差。
And of course, they might have very big differences in the way they're teaching people.
比如说曾经有一些叫做天堂门的一个教派。
There used to be a church called Heaven's Gate.
他们就说那个世界末日要来带了很多他们的教徒，就到德州的一个 庄园啊，去住在那里。
So they said, end time is coming. So all their followers bought this big ranch in Texas.
他们说要透过这个死亡啊，啊才能够啊，说那个神派一个太空船呐、啊、来要接他们啊，所以他们就在那边集体住上。
And their belief is they must die, and that Jesus would send a spaceship to take them away. So they all committed suicide.
所以很多的教徒都是被自杀的。
So you could see that a lot of these believers, they were committing suicide.
这是一种邪教。
This is heresy.
好、
哦。This is different.
啊，当然这种的状况还不少哎。
But this actually happens quite frequently.
啊，很多的牧师啊，他也常常预言说什么时候要世界末日啦。
And there are some other ministers who will prophesy the end time is coming.
啊，甚至叫教徒说啊，你们都把财产都卖掉。
And they would tell their believers, sell all your possessions.
啊，然后大家卖掉，又要把钱交给他。
And give me all the money that you make from selling your
possessions. 啊，他们就到山上去等。
Then the believers go up to the mountain to wait.
啊，等到时间到了，耶稣没有来。
They wait until the appointed time, but Jesus Christ did not come.
啊，但是信徒的钱通通被他拿去了。
But all these believers had no money because all their money they given to.
啊，当然，后来那个牧师也被抓去关在监狱里面。
And at the end, this minister was jailed.
圣经里面讲说啊，世界有末日，但是确定的时间没有人知道的。
The Bible said there is indeed an end time, but the exact time no one knows.
啊，所以如果说哪一个时候啊，世界要末日。那一定是假先知，一定是错误的。
So if anyone tells you this is when it will happen, then that person is a false prophet.
我们看马太福音二十四章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章三十六节。
Matthew 24:36.
二十四章三十六节。
Chapter 24:36.
但那日子。那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。37节。37。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。38节。38。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟那日。39节。39。不知不觉，洪水来了，把他们全都冲去，人子降临也要这样。这里讲到说，那个日子、那个时辰，没有人知道的。
So here it tells you that no one knows the day or the hour.
啊，所以有人讲说，哦，几年要世界末日了，啊，什么时候要末日？这个都是错误的信息。
So if anyone says this will happen at this year or in what time, then you know that's false teaching.
因为主耶稣说啊，连他自己都不知道。
Because Jesus said that he himself does not even know.
啊，天使也不知道。
Not even the angels in heaven.
啊，既然主耶稣跟天使都不知道，人怎么可能知道呢？
And if Jesus and the angels in heaven don't even know when it is, how would man know?
他说好像挪亚的世代一样。
It says just like in the time of Noah.
挪亚的世代啊，人照样吃喝嫁娶。
In the generation of Noah, people continue eating, drinking,
好像生活都跟平常一样，没有什么变化。
They lived their life just like normal, like nothing was changed.
但是当挪亚把方舟造好了。
But when Noah finished building the ark,
他们全家进去。
And the whole family entered the ark.
啊，神就把方舟的门把它关上。
And God closed the door of the ark.
然后就开始下雨了。
Then it started to rain.
本来一点那个征象都没有。
There was not a single sign in the beginning.
但是突然间啊，洪水来了啊，把当代人就把他们淹住了。
But suddenly the flood came and washed all the people away.
说世界末日啊，也是这样子的。
And that is what will happen at the end times.
人在不知觉当中啊，结果世界末日来到了，整个天地毁掉了。
Men would not know what is happening, and suddenly the end time will come, and everything will be destroyed by fire.
虽然说那个确定的日子啊，没有人知道。
And even though it says that no one knows the day or the hour,
圣经却给我们很多的提示。
But there's many signs that the Bible gives us.
说主耶稣再临的时候会有什么样什么样的现象。
What things will happen before the second coming of Jesus?
我们看24章的32节。
Let's look at chapter 24, verse 32.
马拉福音24章32节。
24 verse 32.
所以你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当四枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。33节。
33.
这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。主耶稣说啊，当春天的时候啊，那个青草花生出来啊，树木啊，那叶子慢慢长出来，我们先开花啊，再长叶嘛，哈。
Okay, so Jesus said in the springtime when you see the twigs get tender and then the leaves starting to come out.
四枝在发嫩长叶的时候，就春天到了。
When it's getting tender and the leaves are starting to come out, you know it's springtime.
啊，等到这个叶子非常茂盛的时候，就要进到冬天了，夏天了，就要进到夏天了。
And when the tree is full of leaves, then you know it's probably about summertime.
啊，所以你可以看这个真相啊，树叶开始啊长叶啦，花嫩茂盛起来的时候，夏天很快会来到。
So when you look at the tree and you see how it is almost full of leaves, then you know that summer is about to come.
啊，所以你看到很多很多啊，圣经里面所讲的这些征兆，一个一个出现的时候。
So when you see all these signs, being fulfilled, written in the Bible and being fulfilled, you know that.
所以你就要了解主耶稣再临了，再临的日子近了。
You will know that the second coming of Jesus Christ is near.
说他已经好像站在门口了。
Indeed, it is like he is standing at the door.
所以你借着这些征兆啊，来了解说现在是什么时候。
So you could look at what is happening and understand what time it is.
我们谈几个做参考。
So let us bring up, discuss a few examples.
我们看启示录十八章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 18.
启示录十八章。
Revelation chapter 18.
第四节。
Verse 4.
十八章第四节。
Chapter 18, verse 4.
我又听见从天上有声音说，我的民啊，你们要从那城里面出来，免得与他们一同有罪，受他们所受的灾殃。第五节。
Five.
因为他的罪恶滔天，他的不义，神已经想起来了。这里讲到有一个大城叫做巴比伦。
Here talks about the great city called Babylon.
巴比伦是古代一个非常强大的国家。
Babylon was a very great and strong nation.
啊，他所建造的城墙也是非常的高大，非常坚固。
And their city walls were strong and high.
啊，虽然这个国家很强盛，但是因为他们当中罪恶很大。
And even though this nation, the city was great, but there were a lot of sins.
这个巴比伦城啊，在一夜之间啊，整个国家就亡掉了。
And in fact, Babylon was destroyed within one night.
因为巴比伦王啊，虽然另外他的父王在外面打仗啊。
Because Babylon, one of his other king was fighting outside.
啊，这个伯沙撒王，他跟王宫里面的朝臣啊、妃嫔啊，在那边饮酒作乐。
And King Bezalel was having a great feast.
甚至把圣殿如来的器皿啊，就拿出来饮酒。
And in fact, they were taking gold from the temple and drinking.
啊，这个神就在墙壁上写字。
So then God wrote on the wall.
但以理先知为王解释。
And Daniel explained to King Belshazzar.
说神说啊，你太轻浮了。神跟你称啊，你太轻浮了。
That you have been weighed on the scale and have been found wanting.
你怎么把圣殿里面的器皿拿来饮酒？
How can you take up the goblets from the temple and use that to drink wine from?
你不去歌颂那个掌管你生命气息的神？
And that you praise this God of gold and silver and
wine? 还在那里颂扬那些啊用木头金铃所造的这些偶像。
And then you are praising and these idols made out of gold and stone.
说神给你算一算啊。
God has calculate your life.
你的时间到今天为止。
And number your days and your day is at the end.
啊，结果那一天晚上啊，巴比伦就被马代波斯的联军把它攻破了。
And that very night, King Darius took over and killed
王被杀，这个国家就亡掉了。
The king of Babylon, and the king has been assassinated, so the Babylon is over. 对，
这里讲到说，这个世界好像罪恶的巴比伦一样。
So Revelation is saying that this end time is like the city of Babylon.
啊，表面上看起来很繁华，很兴盛。
Outside it's beautiful, it seems strong.
啊，但是因为其中充满着罪恶。
But inside is full of sins.
所以说罪恶满盈啊，啊，这个整个世界就要倾倒，就要被毁灭。
And these sins will pile up to heaven, and God will destroy the earth.
所以我们在看这个世界的罪恶啊，越来越大，这个是一种啊，世界将要败亡的征象。
So when we see the sins of the world piling up and becoming greater and greater, that is one of the signs of the end times.
挪亚的世代为什么会灭亡？
Why was the generation of Noah destroyed?
神说，因为他们心里所想的，他们所做的都是凶暴的事情。
Because what all they thought about, what they did, were full of violence.
他们生活当中所充满的是淫乱暴力。
And they were full of sins and despicable life.
所以神用洪水把当代人灭掉了。
That is why God used flood to destroy them.
神说啊，这个索多玛，我听到他们的罪恶很重。
Likewise, God said of Sodom and Gomorrah, their sins are so great.
我现在下来就是亲眼来看看，是不是真的像我所听到的一样。
And I'm coming down to see for myself whether their sins as great as what I've heard.
亚伯拉罕为了这个城祷告了六次。
Abraham prayed for the city six times.
说如果有好人在里面，难道你要把好人跟坏人一起灭掉吗？
Pleading with God, if there are good men in the city, will you destroy the good along with the bad?
神说，我如果看到这个城里面有一些义人存在，我会因义人的缘故把这个城留下来。
And God said, I will search for righteous men in the city. If I find them, I will spare the city.
啊，但是这个城里面真的没有义人呐。
But in the entire city, there were no righteous men.
啊，就是罗德住在那里，罗德也是啊，也是。算是半个义人嘛。
Lot was living there, but I think he was considered half a righteous man.
只有看到说他们做坏事啊，他能感到心里很伤痛。
He sees the wicked deeds of other people and felt sorrowful in his heart.
神就派天使硬着把他们拉出来。
So God sent angels to pull them out of the city.
然后整个索多玛城啊，就硫磺火就烧掉了。
And then they destroyed the entire city of Sodom.
所以我们看到说啊。为什么这个世界要被毁灭？就是因为罪恶的缘故。
So we see that this earth was to be destroyed because of the sins of the earth.
保罗在讲说这个世界啊，有末世有危险的日子来到。
And Paul said near the end times there will be dangerous times.
啊，这个危险的日子就是指着这个罪恶很重啊。
When he said dangerous times, he's meaning that the sins will be great.
人啊，自私自利，贪赃枉法。
That people will be greedy, they will only watch out and think of themselves.
非常的狂妄自大。
And everyone will be doing a lot of misdeeds.
啊，有时候就疯狂的杀人。
They would even kill, there will be violence.
因为我们现在的现象是这样，常常在校园里面枪拿着就随便扫射。
We see violence nowadays. For example, there'll be gun shooters in the school.
在拉斯维加斯有一个很大的音乐会。
There was once a great music orchestra symphony.
有个狂人啊，他买了好几部的铸动的枪支啊。
A concert, and there was a man who just bought a lot of guns.
在旅馆租了一个房间。
And he rented a room on the hotel.
把那个枪支就对准着那个音乐的场所。
And he aimed his gun at the concert people. Concert
当音乐在进行的时候，他突然间把那个枪支整个全部都打开，就一直的扫射。
And when the concert began, he opened his window and just started shooting all the people.
一下就死掉了好多人哦。
And so many people died.
你看中东那个叫做伊斯兰国啊。
Also, there's another place.
他把人抓到以后啊，他给他穿上红色的衣服。
After they capture people, they'll give them a red clothes to wear.
他把那个刽子手啊，拿着刀啊，就砍头啊。
And then they would take a sword and just behead them.
还把那个影片都播出来，散布到世界各地方。
And they even filmed the beheading, to upload the video.
有的本来是在那边的工人，有的是记者啊，无缘无故被抓，就是这样被暴力这样杀害。
And some of them were innocent civilians, maybe workers, aid workers who were there, who were just captured and slain by them.
这是我们看到现在的人啊，真的是很凶暴。
So you see how violent people are.
另外一个就是道德很堕落啊，非常的淫乱。
And you could see how there's lawlessness everywhere.
啊，性的开放啊，男女之间啊，很不守规矩。
And that there is sexual immorality and no appropriate behavior between.
这是一个世界叫败亡的一个很重要的现象。
And you see that this is an important end sign.
索多玛就是同性恋。
Sodom and Gomorrah, homosexuality was rampant.
挪亚的时代就是男女的关系很随便。
In the generation of Noah, it was a very casual relationship between men and women.
现在的世界啊，比当时啊更淫乱。
And we see our current generation is worse than those generations of the past.
我们现在有些人认为说，好像很开放啊，很文明啊。
And people think it is very, very open about their sexual immorality.
一个一个国家都认为说，我们赞同同性恋，啊，所以我们比较进步。
And a country feel that they are more advanced if they recognize and legalize homosexuality.
但是我们知道，这个是世界要灭亡的很重要的真相。
But we see that it's actually a sign of the end times.
因为神一定会刑罚，会报应的。
Because God will repay the deeds.
所以圣经里面讲到，艾滋病就是一种报应嘛。
So AIDS, for example, is a type of punishment.
还有就是世界末日最后的审判。
And also the final judgment in the end times.
所以另外一个就是偶像的崇拜啊。
And another is the worship of idols.
信从那个邪术。
And to work in those witchcraft.
所以圣经里面说啊，因为魔鬼知道自己时间不多啊。
And the Bible says Satan himself knows that he has.
所以想尽各样的方法来迷惑世人。
So he thinks of numerous ways to deceive the people.
所以邪术跟偶像崇拜啊，是魔鬼迷惑人的一种工具。
So this worshiping them is one of a tool of Satan.
所以我们知道说啊，第一个现象就是罪恶越来越多。
So one of the first signs we see is that the wickedness and the sins of people will increase.
我们再来看马太福音二十四章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 24.
第六节。
Verse 6.
马太福音二十四章第六节。
Matthew 24 verse 6.
说你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，主是末期还没有来到。第七节。
7.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国。我们先读到这里。这里讲到说啊，第二个真相就是世界的动乱越来越多，越来越大。
So, you can see when the second sign is that there will be wars and rumors of wars.
民要攻打民啊，就是内乱。
The nations will be rising up and fighting against another nation.
国攻打国就是国际间的战争。
Kingdom against kingdom, meaning our wars against each other.
所以巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒曾经梦到一个大金像。
So Nebuchadnezzar once dreamed of a huge statue.
从那个金头银胸。
It has a gold head.
啊，铜腰铁腿。
And then it has a bronze middle, and it ends with a bronze feet.
他一直到这个脚趾头是个脚趾头啊，一半是铁，一半是泥巴。
But the toes were made half out of mud and half out of iron.
神对但以理启示说，这个就是整个世界的历史。
And God explained to Daniel, this is talks about the history of
the world. 这个是个主头的时候啊，就是已经走到末端了。
And when you get to the toes, that means you're nearing the end of the earth.
有的像铁一样的坚强，有的像泥巴一样。
Some are as strong as steel, and others are as strong as clay.
所以这个国家里面呢，也是半强半弱。
So you could see that, you know, in the nation, there are some are strong, some
are weak. 铁跟泥巴是合不起来的。
And the steel and the iron clay doesn't really mix.
所以各种的民族、各种的国家是合不起来的。
So you could see that the nations don't really mix and get along well together.
民攻打民，国攻打国。
So you could see that nations would fight against nations, kingdom against kingdom.
到最后，所以有一个大石头一掉下来，从天掉下来，把这个整个金像就砸得粉碎。
And at the very end, a great stone will roll down and smash the statue into pieces.
这个金像就消失掉了。
And the statue would be no more.
所以这个就是讲到世界最后的时候。
And that talks about the end times of the world.
我们看一个国家里面，国民之间彼此对立。
We could see how the nations are rising up against
nations. 很多发生内战。
There's a lot of a war.
国际间很多很多的冲突战争。
There are civil wars and wars against other nations.
所以我们看到现在很多的那个政府的领袖啊，就是那个选出来的总统，我们叫做民粹的领袖了。
So we see some of the presidents are elected.
一般呢，都不是按公理正义在行事。
Some of them are not acting fairly and justly.
反而制造很多的纷争啊，很多的战乱。
But they're acting deceitfully, and then there's a lot.
所以整个国际啊，失掉了秩序。
Disagreements, so you see there's just a lack of order.
启示录的第六章里面谈到。
Revelation chapter 6 says,
说第二印，第二个印啊，打开的时候有一匹红马出来。
That's when they opened the seal, there was a red horse that came out.
他说骑在马上的他可以从世界夺去太平。
And then its power is to take away peace from earth.
让世界彼此相杀。
To make men slay each other.
而且有一把大刀是给他。
And it was giving a huge sword.
这个红马就是主战争流血嘛。
This horse is red because after battle there's a lot of bloodshed.
所以他会发动非常可怕的战争。
So you can see he can incite a great war.
那个大刀是主着非常可怕的战争的武器。
And large sword symbolizes the horrible weapon from war.
所以圣经里面预言说，到末日的时候人的智慧会大大增长。
So the Bible says, in the end times, knowledge will greatly increase.
现在科技真的是超过以前非常文明、非常进步的。
And that is true. Our scientific advancement is so much more than in the past.
同时间这个人的脑筋很好，科技很进步，同时杀人的武器也特别厉害。
So even though we are more knowledgeable and our scientific technology so advanced, we can more kill each other in more
distance. 不管是陆地上的一些战争武器。
Does not matter where it is the
weapons. 或者在飞机上的，在船里面的都相当可怕。
You use on the street or the weapons for the air and the ship, they're all terrible.
很多的那个炸弹是要打哪里就打哪里。
There are a lot of bombs we can bomb with precision.
在海中可以打，从太空也可以打。
You can do it from the sea, you can do it from the air.
有些那个飞弹是音速的十倍你怎么去防？
And they're faster than fast speed, and there's no way you can stop it.
所以说将来战争发动的时候是保证毁灭。
So you could see that the last war, it's going to be utter destruction.
整个世界啊，全部毁掉的了。
You could see that the earth will be destroyed.
啊，这个是未来的战争，很可怕的。
This is a future war that will be terrible.
所以圣经里面就说啊，主耶稣说啊，因为那个灾难实在太大了。
So that is why Jesus says there will be so much calamities at the end.
所以神会把那个时间缩短。
So that the Lord will shorten those days.
不然的话，说世界上没有一个属血气的能够活下来。
Otherwise, no one can survive such calamities.
但是主耶稣应许说，他再来的时候，还有些信徒啊，要活着来见他了。
But Jesus Christ also said that when he comes, there will be a group of his people, God's elect.
所以第二个就是世界的动乱，这是一种征兆。
So we could see that the second sign is to take away for peace.
第三个就是各样的灾难不断的一直来到。
And the third is that there will be disasters after natural disasters.
我们再继续读二十四章啊，马太二十四章第七节的后半句。
Let's continue reading Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章七节。
The latter part of verse 7.
多处必有饥荒、地震，第八节。
Verse 8.
这都是灾难的起头，第九节。
9.
人要把你们陷在患难里面，到第八节就好。
Okay, let's start by verse 8.
这里讲到多处有饥荒、地震啊，这个是灾难的开始。
There will be famines and earthquakes, and there will be the beginning of the birth pains.
啊，所以在启示录也是同样这样讲嘛。
And the same thing is recorded in Revelations.
啊，第三匹马出现的时候，黑马出现啊，就有那个经济啦，那个啊物质上的一些变化。
You could see in Revelations when the black creature comes, there would be some changes to day's wage because of that.
到第四匹马的时候，说那个叫做灰色马，就代表死亡。
And the fourth seal comes the fourth living creatures, which is a pale horse, which
symbolizes. 会用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫啊啊野兽杀害世界的四分之一。
And they will be given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth.
啊，就是各样的灾难呐、啊，天灾啦、啊，人祸啊，啊，带给世界不停的动乱。
And you could see these disasters, some natural, some caused by man, would change the earth.
啊，所以我们看到现在的天灾很多啊，有的说那个火山呐、啊，以前都好像。已经安静了，现在又开始活动起来，活跃起来。
So we could see that there are many natural disasters happening. Some inactive volcanoes are not being active.
那个地震很多啊，海啸很多啊。
There are many, many earthquakes that's happening in the world.
啊，还有整个气候变化，好多地方淹水哦。
And you see, because of climate changes, there are flooding everywhere.
哎，有的却干旱的不得了。
But other places are so dry and undergoing drought.
还有各样的瘟疫疾病。
And you could see that there's many changes all happening throughout.
所以说灾难接连灾难，风声接连风声啊。
That is why it says will be one disaster after another.
啊，所以到最后啊，这个灾难越大。
At the end, the disasters will be so great.
圣经里面讲说，到最后啊，人死的比荆荆还少。
That you, the Bible says that so many people would die from that.
本来好像伊甸园呐，但是这个灾难以后啊，说好像那个被烧过的石灰一样。
At first, it's like a Garden of Eden, but after the disasters, it will be like a place of ash.
啊，世界最后就变成荒场。
And you could see it will be a wilderness at the end.
另外一个现象就是假道盛行，我们刚刚已经谈过哦。
And we have already talked about this, but there will also be false prophets.
当然，我们也知道说啊，挪亚的世代因为罪很重，神要把他们灭掉。
Noah's generation, because their sins were so great, God was going to destroy them.
神给人一条出路。
But God gave them an opening.
就叫挪亚造方舟。
He asked Noah to build the ark.
这个按照神尺寸啊，大小样式材料去造的。
And he had to build it according to the dimensions and the materials that God set.
所以整个世界被毁掉了以后。
So after the destruction of the earth.
唯有进到方舟的人能够保存生命。
Only those who have in, who enter the ark can be saved.
啊，同样的，世界末日之前呢，神也给人留一条出路。
And likewise, in the end times, God has provided an opening for humans.
就是借着圣灵来建设啊，得救的真教会。
To use the Holy Spirit to establish the true church.
这个称为末世的方舟。
And this is the ark of the end times.
我们啊，所传扬的道理一定要完全符合圣经。
So the gospel we preach must completely 100% be according to truth of God.
神来借着圣灵的大能，还有神迹奇事来印证，这个是得救全备的道理。
And God will use His power and His miraculous miracles to prove that this is the true church of God.
所以我们一定要找到这个得救的门路。
So we need to find this door of salvation.
啊，所以在这个末日之前呢，我们说不要惊慌，但是要有预备。
So that's why we said in the end times, don't be too anxious or worried, but be prepared.
我们知道啊，这个世界有开始，将来有结束的一天。
We know that there is a beginning to the earth, and there will one day be an end.
人有出生的一天啊，也有离开世界的一天。
All humans have a birth, a beginning, but also an ending.
说人生的美容好像花草一样会过去的。
And the beauty of mankind is like flowers, it will quickly pass away.
就是你在世界上非常的有成就啊，就让你赚了全世界。
Perhaps you are of good standing in earth and you can gain the whole earth.
那一个人不能得救啊，我们的生命失掉了，又有什么益处呢？
And if we could gain everything, but we lose our life and we don't have salvation, what good is
that? 所以我们应当要把握这个得救的机会。
So we should grasp hold of the chance for salvation.
现在神的恩典门啊，已经打开了。
The door of God's grace is open.
啊，所以我们一定要悉心查考，明白这个得救的正路。
We should carefully examine the word of God and understand the road we're taking.
啊，能够悔改相信啊。啊，领受这个救恩。
So we can repent, turn back, and receive the salvation.
这样我们人生才有真正的意义跟价值。
And that is how our life can have true meaning and value.
啊，对我们已经相信的弟兄姐妹。
And to those brothers and sisters who have already believed.
说我们不要贪爱世界，我们要常常警醒预备。
We should not be greedy for the earth, but that we should watch ourselves.
啊，能够追求圣洁完全。
To pursue after holiness and godliness.
啊，能够切实彼此相爱。
And to love each other.
啊，多多的努力做圣工。
To work hard of holy work.
啊，当主来的时候，我们可以被迎接啊，丰丰富富进神的国。
So that when Jesus Christ come again, we can be received by Him and we can go up to heaven.
啊，这就是我们呐、了解这个末日预言最重要的意义。
And this is the most important concept and lesson we should learn from the about the
end times. 我们都盼望说，我们真的无可指摘啊，啊，将来能够安然见主。
So we all wish that we can be passed peacefully through the disasters and to meet God peacefully in the end.
我们来唱诗208。
That's in hymn 208.
208.
208.